This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The suspect in the Boulder, Colorado flamethrower attack is due in court this afternoon. Court papers show federal authorities have filed federal hate crime charges against Mohammed Sabri Solomon for allegedly attacking people at a rally showing support for Hamas-held hostages in Gaza. Eight were injured, two remain in critical condition. ABC's Alex Stone is in Boulder.
They were at his Colorado Springs home overnight. That is about 2 hours away from here. They were going through evidence there, trying to piece together what led Solomon allegedly here to Boulder and where he got this makeshift flamethrower that was allegedly used.
In Gaza, witnesses accuse Israeli forces of opening fire at a food distribution center. The Hamas-run health ministry says at least 31 were killed. The IDF denies its troops fired. Senate lawmakers taking up the massive budget bill this week, narrowly passed by the House. Many GOP senators and Democrats, though, opposing those sweeping cuts. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. The Iowa DOT is preparing water taxis this week after closing the Black Hawk Bridge that connects Wisconsin to Iowa over 2 weeks ago. The 94-year-old bridge was closed on May 17th after one of its piers moved. The bridge was also closed for nearly 2 months last year for emergency repairs. DOT officials don't have an estimated reopening date. According to the DOT, docks were installed ahead of opening up water taxi service and plan to announce more this week. The closest river crossings are in La Crosse or Prairie du Chien. A proposed fee increase could affect La Crosse property owners later this year. The Stormwater Utility is proposing an increase of nearly $10 per month to help pay for operating costs and capital projects. A second proposal would then add a 22% fee increase for January 1st and an annual 3% increase to account for inflation for the next 3 years after that. The proposals will be considered by the Board of Public Works today. If they pass committee, they would go to the full Common Council next week. Yesterday was the start of Pride Month, and Wisconsin is once again taking part. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Governor Tony Evers got emotional during the flag-raising ceremony.
They pretended trans and queer folks weren't there at Stonewall in June of 69. I'll be with you in a minute. They told trans folks and veterans willing to fight and die for our freedom and theirs that their patriotism is not wanted and never mattered.
The Pride flag has flown at the state capitol every June since 2019.
Meanwhile, Republicans have introduced a bill that would restrict which flags could fly above government buildings and schools. Hot, hazy, and humid. Tonight, it'll stay muggy and hazy with temperatures right around 70 degrees. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely with a slight chance of severe weather. Drier weather is on tap the rest of the week. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now from your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
Christian Yelich injured. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers play the Reds tonight in Cincinnati, but slugger Christian Yelich will be out after he was hit with a pitch in the Brewers' 5-2 win over the Phillies yesterday on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Ooh, that get him in the hand. Home plate umpires awarding him first base, and it's a hit by pitch.
And that one a little bit too far in on Yelich.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
He's real sore. You know, he couldn't squeeze the bat, so it'll be day-to-day thing. It's not broken, thank God. I hate it for him that he's got to take a day off, but probably will be out.
X-rays did not show any broken bones. College football, the Badgers with over a dozen prospects on campus over the weekend. Three of the players agreeing to commit, including a 6'3" linebacker, Ben Wenzel, out of Appleton North High School.
Bigger is not always what wins. It's physicality as well. The bigger you are, the more you can hold up. But we still got to continue to train and understand what physicality really looks like.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickle. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze in the sky today, otherwise partly cloudy and warm with a high in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy this evening, scattered showers and thunderstorms late tonight are low in the mid to upper 60s. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms with some heavy rain. Highs tomorrow in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 78.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action, and we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Matt Nair on air.
Congressman Mark Pocan is here. Are you planning on going out on the road again, having a couple more town halls?
Yes. No, Claire, Derek and I have been invited by Opportunity Wisconsin, so I'm really looking forward to debating Derek. My guess is it's more likely I will sprout a head full of hair than he will show up. This is important to let people know what's in this bill, because there is a very good reason why Republicans are hiding from town halls.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm going to light it up State Street style because I'll be live from Madison. Joining me in studio will be Madison filmmaker Austin Galante and UW Cinematheque programmer Ben Reiser.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to the Talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. A lot going on in the world today. We've got thousands marching in Rome. I'll get to that in just a moment. Trump handing China a golden opportunity with regard to Taiwan. We'll talk about that in a minute. Ukraine destroying 40 airplanes, the bombers. To start off, Karol Nawrocki is Poland's next president. This is an interesting story. On the line with us is Rob Pachetta. He's a reporter with CNN in the UK and Europe, specializing in Europe. His Twitter handle is Rob Pachetta, RobPichetta, or /@CNN. And Rob, welcome to the program.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. So, tell us, first of all, give us a little backstory on Poland, on the history of the Law and Justice Party and this kind of seesaw between the right and the center that's been going on over the last decade or so.
Yeah, so on Sunday, Poland held a presidential election. It's first since 2020. Poland has a prime minister who leads a government, but it also has a president whose main power is to foil the prime minister and veto much of his agenda should they be of opposing viewpoints. And we had a pretty remarkable result on Sunday, an unexpected result. Karol Nawrocki, who said, won. He's a populist right-wing historian, a first-time politician. He'd been the underdog for several months, but he earned a really surprising victory against Rafael Trzaskowski, the liberal mayor of Warsaw, who also lost the previous presidential election in a very narrow result, which is an unexpected result, and it has huge ramifications for Poland's government and for Europe.
How much of this right-wing win can be attributed to Russian activity in social media? I know that they've been aggressively inserting themselves into many other European elections.
Well, Poland has a pretty robust democratic system. Russia, as you mentioned, has a well-documented campaign to destabilize democracies around Europe. But Poland and Russia are share an animosity. Russia is extremely unpopular in Poland, really across the political divide, and that's one of the few things that linked these two finalists in the presidential election, is that they both took a very hard line against Russia.
So we have now a prime minister who is sort of middle of the road, and we've got a president who's a right-winger, except that most of your right-wing candidates in Europe are more or less pro-Putin. I mean, certainly you got Orban, taking that position. Maloney is, it depends on the day, but this guy is explicitly anti-Putin. How does that work?
He is. Well, Poland shares a decades-long distrust of Russia, and it's been supportive of Ukraine militarily. The difference in this particular case is that, you know, the enemy of Poland's enemy is not always its friend, and Poland and Ukraine have their own kind of frosty past, which Nawrocki, who won, and parts of his of the Law and Justice Party that he's very closely aligned with, they have been a little bit cooler on relations with Ukraine's government than the party of the Prime Minister, Donald Tusk. And we saw that in the election campaign. Nawrocki was chilly on Ukraine's ambitions to join the EU and NATO. He opposes both of those, and he made that a big point of his campaign.
Which is also Vladimir Putin's position.
Sure.
Yeah. So that's fascinating. The my understanding is that there are several million Ukrainian refugees now in Poland, which would be the equivalent of probably tens of millions of refugees showing up in the United States. We saw how Syrian and other North African refugees following the Arab Spring and the Russian bombing campaign of Aleppo and Damascus. How that, you know, some 4 or 5 million refugees fleeing into Northern Europe and ending up in Sweden and Germany and the UK all over the place really drove an awful lot of backlash and really helped the right wing and continues to this day. To what extent are the Ukrainian refugees in Poland producing a right wing backlash?
Yeah, you're right to mention the huge number of Ukrainian refugees who have entered Poland. I mean, Poland's eastern flank is pretty much entirely made up of a 100 miles long border with Ukraine. It immediately welcomed millions of Ukrainian refugees after Russia's invasion. It became the main crossing point. Several million Ukrainian refugees have entered Poland, and many of them have resettled in Poland. And you're right to point out that, as with many European countries, there is a rising far-right force in Poland, which has put that relationship at the center of its message. The Confederation Party, which didn't contest the final round on Sunday, but their candidate came third in the presidential campaign and did much better than most opinion polls had him doing. He's spoken for years about the amount of taxpayer money that is supposedly helping Ukrainian refugees and the demand that those refugees are supposedly having on Poland's housing and healthcare services. That's been a trend. But I was in Poland in 2023, actually reporting on that very issue, and really it's only grown in potency since then. Poland remains absolutely pretty much across the political divide supportive of Ukraine's military fight against Russia. It doesn't mean that the whole political divide is necessarily supportive of continuing to reach out a helping hand to Ukrainian refugees.
Yeah, I was in Poland last June, and the sense that I got from the Poles that I spoke with was that their biggest concern is that if Putin does take Ukraine, he's coming for a good piece of Poland next. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. That's been Poland's message from day one, and really even before the invasion. I mean, Poland had been warning the rest of Europe for years and years about the Russian threat. And those warnings pretty much fell on deaf ears in much of the EU until 2022. And then since that moment, Poland's really become a major player at the table, at the top table strategically in Europe, in large part because they were proven right. And Europe is now signing up full-heartedly to the message that Poland's leaders of different political parties have been saying for years, which is that Russia has its eyes on Europe. And if it succeeds in Ukraine, that it, as you say, that it will come for Poland and potentially other NATO countries on NATO's eastern flank next.
Right. You mentioned that this new right-wing president has the power to veto things that the prime minister, Donald Tusk, and the Polish parliament may pass. Is this going to produce a political paralysis in Poland? I mean, what impact is this going to have on Polish politics And how long before the next election? Are there specific electoral terms, or is it like some parliamentary governments where at some point the prime minister or the president calls for new elections?
Yeah, so, I mean, paralysis is the word that pretty much sums up what we might be able to expect here. So Navrotsky follows from a previous right-wing president who was term-limited. And that president, Andrzej Duda, the outgoing president, used his veto very strategically against some key planks of Tusk's agenda. Navrotsky is expected to be even more aggressive, really, with the veto. He ran his campaign and tried to frame the election essentially as a referendum on Tusk's government. Donald Tusk came in 2023 essentially with this goal to undo the transformation of Poland's institutions that Piss had overseen for 8 years while they were in power. But his plan had stalled out over the last year, and essentially his plan A, plan B, and plan C was for Trzaskowski to become president and give him pretty much an open road to press ahead. That didn't happen. And so now there are large parts of Tusk's agenda that are pretty much out of reach if things go as we expect. The next parliamentary election is scheduled in 2027, but it can take place before then. And that might be what ends up happening here. We'll have to see, and Tusk is speaking to the Polish nation tonight. But we've seen a few of the other smaller parties in his coalition suggesting today that they might need to look again at the coalition agreements. And it could be that Poland essentially drifts in a gridlock for a few months, and then an early election becomes unavoidable.
We're talking with Rob Pichetta, a reporter with CNN in the UK and Europe. Rob, last question. What does this mean for the rest of the EU and for NATO, for that matter? Do you expect that Poland's posture and position with regard to either of those two organizations or institutions is going to alter how things are done?
Well, the EU certainly would have been hoping for a Trzaskowski win along with Tusk.
EU has been actively, essentially punishing Orban for his right-wingism. Do you expect something like that coming out of this?
So the difference is that the Polish president, while he represents Poland on the international stage, it doesn't set the agenda of Polish politics itself. But Navrotsky has been very hostile to the EU, and over the course of the campaign, he opposed especially a lot of its green policies. And he attempted to, his vision for Poland was to shift its partnership away from Brussels and towards the US and the Trump administration, which had endorsed him in the past few, in the recent weeks of the campaign. So that tension will probably play out in Brussels now. Now Tusk is very popular in Brussels. He was a previous president of the EU Council. But his authority has really been diminished overnight. So the importance and the weight that he carries in NATO meetings and in the EU and at EU summits in Brussels will be diminished with it.
Yeah, I get it. Rob Pichetta. Hey, Rob, thanks so much for dropping by. Great talking with you.
Absolutely. Thanks, Tom.
Yeah. It's 18 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be back with more of the news of the day in your call in a moment. Stay with us.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uihlein. In 2018 alone, the Uihleins received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our estate with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We are not perfect here at Civic Media. Far be it. Certainly not perfect at this show. But one thing I can assure you of, our owner that I can see right through this glass right now, Sage Weil, has never once told me what to say and encourages us to speak the truth. And that's why, above all else, I'm proud to work for this company. And along with my colleagues, we will bring you what's really happening out there. And if we get it wrong along the way, we'll admit to that and correct ourselves as well.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Hey, if you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why, and ignoring it could accelerate aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen. It's a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over half, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to his breakthrough formula. It's called Native Path Collagen to restore what time takes away. This isn't another generic supplement. This is a clinically supported bioavailable collagen peptide that helps men and women significantly strengthen bones and reduce joint pain while visibly reducing wrinkles and sagging skin. And right now, I can get you up to 45% off, but only for a limited time at getnativepath.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Over 5 million jars sold, 8 million five-star reviews, 365-day money-back guarantee. Get nativepath.com/Tom, T-H-O-M.
A voice for every worker, not just the wealthy hand. But power found a loophole, bought the system out. Now money drowns the voices, now greed decides the route. Outside. It started slow, but money grew, corruption took its place.
Welcome back, 25 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Ollie in Northwoods, Wisconsin. Hey, Ollie, what's on your mind today?
Well, I've been sitting here and I've been concerned and wondering why more protests weren't scheduled for the president's against the president's birthday parade sooner rather than on the 14th when he's actually having the parade. I'm very concerned about the infrastructure in Washington, D.C., being able to support those heavy equipment that they're bringing in. Just tons of equipment, and they're talking about having to put special metal plates on the roads, but yet they have to bring the equipment across bridges. And those are bridges that the people of Washington, D.C. depend on daily to get to and from their jobs and home.
Yeah, it's going to be a mess.
What's going to happen when one of those gives out, I'm worried about.
Yeah, that's a concern.
I'm more worried about not the holdup on the bridge, but what happens. All that heavy equipment is certainly going to damage the infrastructure of any of the bridges that they try to put in.
Right. All to celebrate Donald Trump's birthday. I mean, it's...
Especially when you consider that only a few weeks ago he said, at Christmas time, your kids only need one or two dollies and a pencil.
Right.
But yet he needs $50 million parade for his birthday.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty sick. I mean, it's dictator's chic is what it is. It's Donald Trump going full, Louis XIV. Ollie, thank you for the call. Great to hear from you, and I appreciate you listening to us there in Northwoods, Wisconsin on Civic Media. Thank you. 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Speaking the truth, J.D. Vance would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back with more of your calls on the other side of this break here at the bottom of the hour. I don't have any face lotion products, but Vibrance is one both Louise and I use. How many products do you have? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise noticed that her skin felt softer and looks brighter right away. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. So simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, Vibrience.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Vibrance.com/Tom.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome back comedian singer Rob Paravonian and Milwaukee-based actor Rob Martin, and I talk about our favorite movie gangsters. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. This week is the start of water flushing for the city of La Crosse. The annual routine began last night and will work its way through La Crosse's south side for the next 2 weeks. After that, water utility crews will begin work on the north side, which is estimated to begin on June 16th. The water flushing typically lasts less than a month each year. According to city officials, water flushing is expected to wrap up around June 22nd this year. You can find more information, including a timeline of when your neighborhood will be affected, on the city's website. In La Crosse City Government, the commercial and Multifamily Design Review Committee reviewed plans for both of the La Crosse School District's capital projects last week. The two projects are for adding on to the State Road Elementary School and the new elementary school at the Hogan Administrative Site. The projects were approved in a referendum that passed last year. Later this week, the City Plan Commission and Judiciary and Administrative Committee will take up rezoning ordinances to allow the district to begin work on the projects. It's not the heat, it's the humidity this week as we begin the month of June. With more, here's Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The jet stream is lifting north into Canada, and it's bringing the warm southern air with it. This means not only will the air temperatures rise well above normal, but the humidity is tagging along too. Dew point temperatures. Well, the best way to describe them is to think of it as the moisture in the air. 50s feels fine. 60s is starting to get sticky, and 70s is uncomfortable. You'll notice it start to feel a bit more muggy. By the middle of this week, dew points spike to the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
After a hot day today and showers and storms tomorrow, we'll see highs in the 80s the rest of the week here in the Cooley region. Congressman Derek Van Orden was in La Crosse Friday to tour Western Technical College and its public safety complex. Van Orden said he would like to see federal Pell Grant money directed at trade schools and STEM programs. He also plans to return to La Crosse next month for commencement. Meanwhile, protesters at Van Orden's La Crosse office criticized the Republican for his vote on the budget bill. Van Orden said the bill doesn't cut Medicaid, but the Congressional Budget Office said 8 to 14 million people would be left without coverage if it passes. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze in the sky today, otherwise partly cloudy and warm with a high in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy this evening, scattered showers and thunderstorms late tonight, are low in the mid to upper 60s. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms with some heavy rain. Highs tomorrow in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 80.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is for people who watched me anchoring the news at Channel 13. My last day at TV 13 was 20 years ago yesterday.
Oh, I'm old now too.
Well, yeah, that was my whole point.
And I was too when you stopped working at TV.
That's what I get all the time now, is people come up and they go, oh, were you on TV? I'm like, yeah. And then I go, don't say it. I watched you when I was a little kid. I'm like, yikes.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll check in with State Senator Calder Royce from the Joint Finance Committee on the state budget, and also news headlines with folks at Wisconsin Watch. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Hey, do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys, but then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you've used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your body odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. And get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando, M-A-N-D-O.com. Shopmando.com.
The truth don't matter anyway. First thing I did, tore the watchdogs down, said the deep state was out to take my crown. CIA, FBI, I called them a joke. Truth's just a fire, and I love the smoke. Took their reports, threw them in the bin, cause facts don't count when you know you can spend.
Thousands of demonstrators marched through Rome this Saturday, day before yesterday. Why? There's a new law that was passed by Italy's right-wing Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni that increases criminal sentences for protesting and makes it harder to prosecute police who beat up people. Giorgia Meloni, of course, is a hard right, you know, kind of a not quite neo-fascist, but, you know, Italy has been fairly right-wing for quite some time. And Cesare Anatemso, a member of the National Association of Democratic Lawyers, told Agence France-Presse, "We consider this law the biggest attack on the freedom to dissent against the government in the history of the Italian Republic." Union protests, for example, you know, where like picket lines, you know, where unions just kind of block the sidewalk kind of thing. They can now carry up to 2 years in jail for being busted in a union protest. The government says that they have a mandate to pass this law. Carolina Varchi, a deputy in the far-right Brothers of Italy party, that's Meloni's party, on Friday said, quote, "Order, security, and legality are at the heart of the Meloni government's actions. Challenging this decree means, in effect, turning one's back on the demand for security that comes from citizens." So keep an eye on that. Also, The Guardian, Simon Tischall writing, "Trump doesn't know how to deal with China, and his cowardice makes war with Taiwan more likely." This is a very troubling piece. China's accelerating confrontation with Taiwan could be really problematic. You know, Xi Jinping, the president of China, has told his generals to be ready by 2027. To seize control of Taiwan. That's a year and a half from now. There's been a lot of offshore military exercises recently, very intimidating. Pessimists call them rehearsals. And a lot of propaganda, pro-China propaganda, being beamed into Taiwan. President Xi turns 72 this month, in June. And he has promised, you know, three is a lucky number in China, right? So Hong Kong returned to the fold in 1997, Macau in 1999, and Xi wants third. He wants Taiwan back before he's done being the dictator of China. And like I said, he's 72. So Trump has suggested in recent months that Taiwan, like a European NATO country, is exploiting the U.S. security umbrella and not paying enough. He's criticized Taipei for monopolizing the semiconductor industry. So Trump isn't helping this. If anything, it appears that what Trump is doing is encouraging Xi in behaviors that could well lead to the to war with Taiwan. And then what happens to us? I mean, that could be an amazing thing. Meanwhile, Ukraine destroyed 40 aircraft deep inside Russia. We talked about this at some length with George from Cripple Creek, Virginia, who reads Russian, a former intelligence guy. This is just a wild story, you know, and what I think is most interesting about it is that Zelensky never informed America that he was doing this. Obviously, he does not trust Donald Trump not to leak things to Russia. So pretty amazing stuff. All right, that's it for my news summary. What's on your mind today, Mark in Oakland, California? Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hey, Tom, thank you for taking my call. It's an honor to speak with you. I've listened to you for about two decades, and I have a question that I would appreciate your opinion on. My daughter was home from college recently, and I wanted her to watch a movie with me, The Gray Zone, about the Holocaust. Mm-hmm. It was about an event that happened 14 years before I was born, and the reason why I wanted her to watch it was because I wanted her to see what men were capable of in terms of cruelty to each other when put under dire circumstances. And I told her, I said, you see that German officer giving the order to the person behind those women lining up, shooting them in the back of the head? I said, that could happen right here in America. And I said, anything that's happened in the past can happen in the future. Mm-hmm. And just recently, I watched a video of this pastor in Texas talking about what should happen to homosexuals. He said they should be prosecuted, tried, and shot in the back of the head with a bullet. And it was almost verbatim I was showing her in that movie. And then I sent her that clip as well. I said, please watch this in lieu of sending me a birthday card. I said, it's that important to me. My question is this. Am I being hyperbolic? Or do you think, is it possible that there could be a situation here in the United States where, like, every time I see people like Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham, I envision them in an SS uniform. And you know what I say? That fits perfectly. I can see it. So the question is, am I being hyperbolic, or do you think something like that could happen here in America?
Well, we just sent 200 and some odd people to a concentration camp in El Salvador. And I call it a concentration camp because there is no rule of law there. There is no habeas corpus. There is no right to challenge your detention. It doesn't exist. And that's what distinguishes a concentration camp from a simple prison. In a prison, you actually have the right to challenge your imprisonment. So, I don't think you're being hyperbolic at all, Mark. I suspect, I mean, we're just 3 months into this. We're just a short way down this road that Donald Trump is leading us. And if you look down that road, what you see is exactly that movie that you shared with your daughter. I don't think you're being hyperbolic in the least.
Thank you. I appreciate that support. The thing I told your screener when I called in, I said, when Trump was elected back in 2016, I didn't think it was going to happen, but I told my wife, and she thought I was nuts. I said, I think it's time to buy a gun, and which I did.
Yeah.
And I grew up in Alaska, and I'm comfortable with them. So I never thought I'd ever have to use one again. But I saw the kind of people that were going to Trump rallies, and they weren't.
I'm sorry, Mark. I can't. I got to dump you for the language thing. We are on over-the-air stations. My apologies to anybody who might have been offended. Francesco in Sarasota. Hey, Francesco, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Tom, I called you about eight months ago. I'm a musician. I have a CD that's streaming on lots of the popular streaming sites.
Congratulations.
I love this. It would, I think it would fit in well. At the time, you said you weren't going to use music like that on your programming, but
we cannot play any music that has appeared literally in any other venue because YouTube, which is a significant source of revenue for us, punishes us if we use anything that they. Even if we have permission for it, then we have to fill out all kinds of forms and jump through hoops and our funds get impounded, and it's just a mess. That's why we're producing our own music.
All right. Well, that's my first thing. Quickly, I've been vacillating on, is it good? I've heard several calls on this issue. Is it good that the courts are going to stop Trump, or is it not good? I think that two ways. I think if the courts stop him, he's going to use it as an excuse for anything that fails, the economy or anything else. He's going to have this excuse that if I had had my way, we would have had the greatest economy of all time, but I got stymied. My other thought is that he's going to find an excuse anyway, no matter what, whether they do or don't stymie him. So I don't know. What do you think?
Well, this is, in essence, what Stephen Miller just said was, you know, the courts stopped us from doing our deportation thing the way that we were doing it. And so now we're going to have to figure out a different way to do it. You know, they were trying to do it under the Alien Enemies Act. And now they're going to try and do it under the 1974, I forget the name of the law, but there's a different law that has to do with, you know, people who are in the country illegally. So, I think you're right, Francesco. I think he's just going to, you know, if he doesn't get his way, number one, there's the huge blame game. And we're seeing now just shocking numbers about, you know, Trump, about judges, excuse me, who are being having their lives threatened, having their homes threatened, having their children threatened and their families threatened by these goons that Trump keeps activating every time he criticizes somebody on the one hand. And on the other hand, you've got, you know, Trump and his legal minions looking for ways around these judges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know what the answer is, but he, you know, like I said, he's going to find somebody to blame. So maybe stopping is a good thing, you know, but...
Well, you know, we'll see. There's elections. There's going to be election. There's special elections, you know, on a continuous basis. That Virginia is going to hold some real significant elections this November. And then, of course, the really big ones are going to be a year from November. So we'll see. Francesco, thank you for the call. And thanks for listening to WSLR. We'll be right back. It's 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And now it's 46 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls. If you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to CBD for their relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. My favorites are the sleep gummies, by the way. They really work. And with over 2 million satisfied customers, a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Visit CB Distillery and just use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at cbdistillery.com, promo code TOM. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We recently reported on county supervisors in Shasta County, California, still clinging to debunked 2020 election fraud claims by President Trump and his allies. May 29th, a Colorado man was sentenced to 3 years in prison for threats he made to top Colorado and Arizona election officials, fueled by those same claims. Teek Ty Brockbank of Cortez, Colorado, pleaded guilty in federal district court last fall for threatening to, quote, hang by the neck Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold and former Arizona Secretary of State and now Governor Katie Hobbs. He also threatened a judge presiding in a separate DUI case and threatened to shoot federal agents if they stepped on his property. Brockbank asked for leniency during the sentencing, blaming consumption of alcohol and online conspiracy theories for his actions, according to the Associated Press. The Brennan Center for Justice found in a 2024 survey that 38% of election officials have been subjected to threats. A Princeton University Bridging Divides tracker found 90 threats to election workers last year alone. Meanwhile, the Department of Justice Division, which prosecuted Brockbank, the Public Integrity Division, has largely been dismantled under Trump's Ending the Weaponization of the Federal Government executive order. The division has been reduced from 30 lawyers to only 5 under Attorney General Pam Bondi. We have the DOJ's details of the case at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, the Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to health care, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees. I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
30. Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. They then take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you don't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked your home title? If the answer is never, you need to do something about that right now. And you won't even know how it's happened until you get a collection or That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so that you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom and you get a free title history and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection, 24/7 monitoring of your title. Urgent alerts on changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock by going to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, HomeTitleLock.com/Tom. A whisper grows. Welcome back, 8 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here, Tom in Fort Pierce, Florida. Hey, Tom, what's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm a retired superintendent of schools, and you know, I saw this anti-government thing about 30 years ago where board members would say to me, oh, if you only ran it like a business, it would be much better. And I used to write Obama and say to him, why don't you focus on the positive that government does? Mm-hmm. We hear from the Republicans about the waste and all of that stuff, and focus on the positives. And Michael Lewis just came out with a great book. It's called The Good That Government Does. And he talks about different aspects or different people and what good they've done for the government. So my point is, if the Democrats just focus on all the, there's an awful lot of good things that government does rather than tearing it down and cutting thousands of jobs out. That was my point.
Have you read Lewis's book, Tom?
Yeah, Michael Lewis, the one that just came out about What Good the Government Does.
Right. So give me some examples.
Well, like he was talking about a man out in, I think it was Idaho, where they wanted to get rid of nuclear waste. And what Michael says in it, for example, he says private industry doesn't want to tackle stuff like that. So, but the government would do something like that for the health of everybody. Mm-hmm. So this one government employee, I don't have the book in front of me. I can't think of his name. But he talks about how he came up with a way to get rid of, safely, to get rid of nuclear waste. I think it was out in Idaho or Montana, one of those out there. But that's like one of the examples that he gives in his book.
Yeah. Well, that's great stuff. Tom, thanks. Thanks for sharing that. I was unaware of it, and I appreciate you putting it on my radar screen. Thank you. George in Palm Desert, California. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Great conversation with the CNN reporter from Europe regarding Poland.
Yeah.
I just Googled that real quick, and I see where Poland has now started conscription for all adult males in anticipation of a potential war.
Yeah.
But I have a question for you. I thought I heard you say this, that when Trump was building one of his casinos, he imported many, many Polish workers.
Yeah, that was back in the 70s.
Or the 80s. Really?
That was for building Trump Tower itself, as I recall.
Oh, okay. But then afterwards, he didn't pay them and deported them, did he not?
He didn't deport them. He reported them to the government, which deported them, yes. That's my understanding. I wasn't there. But I've seen the story over and over again, so yeah, I assume that there's some truth to it.
But he didn't pay him either, right? Like
that was the point, yeah. Or he underpaid them, one or the other. They were quite upset. They threatened him, and he got him.
Yeah, understood. Thanks so much, Tom.
You're welcome, George. Good to hear from you. Thank you, Lamont in Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Hey, Lamont, what's on your mind today?
Hi. Thank you very much for taking my call. Tom, about 30 years ago, I read a book by Kenneth Kwanda. It was called The Riddle of Violence. And in that book, it talked about bloodless coup. And obviously, he was the benefactor of that. But in the United States, can we have a bloodless coup? Can we? I mean, this man has gone crazy. And everybody sits around with their thumbs in their mouth and whatever. And no one's, the courts can't do anything. Everybody's running around. We're having demonstrations. We're lamenting about this man. There must be something we could do at a bloodless coup. And the only thing I can think of is that all the Republicans will follow him like a bunch of rats with the Pied Piper, that they, each Republican, senators as well as the representative, must be targeted, not in a armed way, but targeted and say, look, if you're afraid of Trump primary, we are the people. We're going to get you. And we're going to use every tool in the book to make these people realize that they cannot.
I get it, Lamont. I think the main goal of the protests is not so much to cause a coup, but to try to encourage Republicans to defy Trump. Because all it's going to take is three or four Republicans in both the House and Senate, and he's toast. So that's our work. And if you want a bloodless coup, if you want to call it that, that's fine. But Lamont, thank you for the call. It's great to hear from you. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. That includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435.
800-280-9.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Matt Miller, Milwaukee-based film critic. The film Sinners, the more distance I have from it, the more I liked it. Is that an Oscar film?
I think there is a love for what Sinners is doing, that a studio movie was this interesting and creative and thoughtful, but also entertaining. This is not the last you will hear about Sinners this year. I'd be shocked if it doesn't get a Best Picture nomination.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After radar and communication outages, along with runway repairs, the Transportation Department reduced flights in and out of Newark Liberty International. Today, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says runway construction is complete nearly 2 weeks early, and FAA training is underway to help fill air traffic controller shortages.
We have 16 in training. 14 of those are experienced controllers from other airspaces. They have to get trained up in this airspace. And so, depending on where they're at in the training, will depend on when they roll out of training and become certified controllers for this airspace.
The suspect in the Boulder flamethrower attack is due in court this afternoon. Federal authorities outlined charges in court documents that include a hate crime count for allegedly targeting a Jewish rally showing support for Hamas-held hostages. 8 people were injured. 2 are in critical condition. And on Wall Street, stocks are mixed in afternoon trading. This is ABC News.